Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Yud Tes, we are up to Siv Beis, the second to last line on 278. The Mechaber says, HaBorer Ochel Mitoch HaPsoles Biyado, one who separates out food from the Psoles, which is a positive. Biyado, he used his hand, which is a positive, but he did it Lahanicho, he did it to leave it. Afilu lebo bayom, even if it's for that day, but it's for later in the day. So nasa kaborer laotzer v'chayiv. It's like separating for storage in your chayiv. As we discussed yesterday in the Hakdama and in Sif Aleph, you need to have three criteria. It has to be ochel mitopsoles, biyado, and miyad. So over here, you have ochel mitopsoles, you have biyado, but you don't have miyad. Even if it's later in the day, it's not miyad. It's like you're doing it for storage, and you are chayiv echatos. It is an iser d'oraisa. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tes, Ochel mitoch ha-psoles, the psoles mitoch ha-ochel afilu la'alter chayiv. As we just mentioned, if you did the psoles from the ochel, then even if it's for right away use, you're going to be chayiv ukid l'kameh, like we'll see later on as well. U'mashekosa biyado, that which it says you did it with your hand, hu'adin v'kanon v'tamchui. The same thing would be if you used it with these instruments we discussed yesterday, the funnel, the bowl, that are not the specialized instruments, so it wouldn't be an iser daraisa. But if you did it for later use, even with those instruments, which normally wouldn't be a daraisa, that would make it an iser daraisa. Sivkata Nyud, the Mechaber said it's Nasa Kibor L'Otzer on your Chayiv. The Rovin Yonei Brero Hu Ala Achar Zman. Because most of the way that people do Borer is for a later time, and therefore it's going to be Aser. The La'alter, for immediate use, Derech Machalhu. That's considered the regular way of eating. Livor Ha'ochel Menap Psoles Be'esa Achila, to separate out the food from the Psoles at the time of eating. That's normal. But now we'll read the Mishabur again without the brackets. The Rovin Yonei Brehu Al Achazman. The regular way of doing Borer is for a later time. The Oz Haderech Livur Bechol Dover Afilu Biyodo. When you're doing it for later time for storage, so it's the way to do the Borer with any item, even with your hand. The Kol Shekein Be'ezekli, and certainly you would do it with a certain instrument. Ella. The imhu borer benafa uchvara, but if you do the brera with the sieve, oshu borer hapsoles from haochel, or you separate the bed from the ochel, the minker milsad ulishem brerahu, because then it's recognizable that you're doing it for borer for later, afilu la'alter chayiv. If you do something where it's nicker, that it's for borer reasons, then even if it's for immediate use, it would be usr. So if it's the psoles from the ochel, or you're using a specialized kli, even if it's la'alter, you're going to be chayiv along the lines of what we said yesterday in the Hakdama. Sivkotan yur aleph v'chayiv. So if you did it for later in the day, it's like you did it for storage in your chayiv. Al kein yesh li zohar. Therefore, one has to be careful. Bamesh and ohagim ha'olam, that which the custom of the world is, lahochin abitzolim b'chometz, to prepare a dish of onions with vinegar. La'eza tikan macha l'suda shlishes, they used to make some kind of dish with onions and vinegar for shalashudas. Uborin ha'olin ha'tovim min ha'kmushin v'hametuloim. And they would separate out the good leaves from the withered leaves and from the wormy leaves. Shalo yasu zerak samach lasuda. You would have to do this separation very close to the time of the suda. The gam yizor shalo yivor ha'kmushin min ha'tovim. Also, again, you have to be careful not to take the withered ones from the good ones. That would be considered psolas mina ochel, k'moshik hasadu b'sivkotan zayin, like we saw in sivkotan zayin. U'bishut ha'giborim kasab dinog l'hochin zem b'yer Shabbos. Shul ha'giborim writes that his custom was to prepare this dish from before Shabbos. D'koshel l'hizor b'inyonei ha'breira b'zeh. It's very hard to be careful about the inyon of ha'breira when it comes to this onion dish for shaloshudas. V'hinei ha'machmir v'osa ken tavol ha'bracha. One who's machmir, he prepares this dish before Shabbos, so bracha will come upon him. Umikomokom ein limchos biyada mekilim umechinim b'Shabbos. However, you should not protest against those who are lenient that he prepared this dish on Shabbos. Di yochol lismoch al haramo hanal b'siv aleph ba'go. Because you are able to rely on the ramo that we had in siv aleph. Ach she yizor b'chol mashik asanu. But again, you have to be careful about all three criteria. With your hand, now with a kli, the good from the bad, and for immediate use, you can't do it earlier in the day for later. Now we go to Sif Gimel. In Sif Gimel, we're going to see some very practical cases. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Hayu lefonav shnei minei acholim ma'oravim. A person has in front of him two types of foods that are mixed together. Till now we're discussing borer of ochel and psoles. Now we're going to discuss two types of food. Borer echad me'echad u'meniach Lechol Miyad. So there is a little bit of a differentiation in the understanding of the Mechaber, the way the Mechaber writes it, and the way the Ramah adds in two words. We're going to read it with the Ramah, and as the Mishnah Berurah explains it. Afterwards, we're going to read the Bralocha that will explain what the Chiluk is. So for now, we're going to read it with the Ramah, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah goes with, but there is another understanding of the Mechaber without the Ramah that's a very different pshat. So the Mechaber says, with the Ramah's add-on, Hayu lefano shnei minei acholim o'ravim. You have in front of you two types of food that are mixed together. So borer echad ne echad u'meiniach hasheni. You take one from one, you leave the second one, kidei lechol miyod. Basically, you're taking A from B, B you're leaving, and A you're eating right away. So you're following the rules. You're taking the one that you want to eat now. That's the way the Ramah is throwing the two words in to explain the Mechaber. You're borer echad me echad, u'meiniach hasheni. You take one from the other, you leave the second one, kidei lechol miyad, the first one that you took. So again, the Ramah is adding those two words into the Mechaber. We'll see the other way to understand it later on, Emirtz Hashem, in the Biralocha. But for now, what the Mechaber is saying is that if you have two foods, and you're taking one from the second one is to be left, and the one you're taking is to be eaten now, so that's going to be okay. The Ramah says, "Ushnei minei dogin mikri shnei minei acholim." Two types of fish is called two types of food, even though they're both fish. Va'aser livrer echad mechavero elubiyado kidei lachlan miyod. And therefore the regular rules of borer apply to the two types of fish. You would not be allowed to separate one from the other unless it is with your hand, and it is to eat it right away. Afal pi shachatichos gedolos, even though the pieces are large, v'chol achas nikeres ifne atzma. You have large pieces of fish, each one is recognizable on its own, they're very clear what they are, but they're mixed together, they're still going to be borer by these two types of fish. That's where we're going to stop in the Ramah. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah, we'll see some notes, and then we'll go to the Bir Halacha. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sipkaton Yud Beis. So he jumps right into this Lashon of the Ramah. You see his different maskil is Maniach Hasheni, which is the Mechaber with the Ramah. So you have two types of food in front of you that are mixed. You take one from one, Umeniach Hasheni. Rotzalomer, it means to say, says the Chavetz Chaim, the Oso Sherotza Lechol Ata, the one that you want to eat now, Choshev Ko'ochel, that's considered the food. The Hasheni Choshev Psolas, the one that you don't want to eat right now, although it's food, since you don't want it now, it's called Psolas, it's called the waste. The Imkein, and if so, Tzarech Livor Zeh Sherotza Lechol Miyod, the Choshev Ko'ochel. Therefore, if you want to do separation, you want to do Borer, you have to take the one that you want to eat right now, because that's considered the Ochel. U'lahaniach Hasheni Bekara, and you have to leave the second food on the plate. But the opposite you cannot do, to have a psoles mitoch ochel, that would be considered psoles from ochel. The kaimalon, the aser livra, filuka shirotza leochel hamin hasheni la'alter, we hold that's going to be aser to take out the psoles from the ochel, even if you want to eat the second min, meaning the ochel right away, but you can't take out the psoles from the ochel in order to eat the ochel. So the Mishnah Berurah over here explains the Mechaber with the Ramah's adjustment based on everything we've been saying, that basically you have two foods, you want one now and one you don't want now. The one you don't want now is exactly the same din as psoles. You must take the ochel min psoles. You can't take the psoles min ochel, even though over here they're really both foods. But again, we're labeling the one that you don't want as psoles, and we're following the same exact rules as we had earlier by ochel upsoles. There are a few notes over there, but let's just finish two more Mishnah Berurahs, and then we'll see the notes. Sipkaton Yud Gimel. So we said umeniach hasheni, you leave the second one, which is the one you don't want now, kidei lechol miyad, to eat right away, the one that you want now. Rotzalomar sheyivrer oso sherotza lechol miyad, you separate out the one that you want to eat right now. Velo yivrer oso sherotza laniach lasuda acheres, and you don't take out the one that you want to eat at the later suda, because like we said before, that's considered like the psolas. Then the Mishnah Berurah says on that which the Ramah said that the two types of fish are considered two minim. And we said, even though the pieces are large and each one is recognizable on its own, Rotzalomar means to say, to me komogom shayach bazebreira, it's still considered borer. Kevan she'ein misudoros kolmin bifnei atzmo elam orovim biyachad. Since lamaisa they are mixed together, they're not organized in separate sections of the plate, and therefore there would be borer, even though they are recognizable pieces, because they are mixed together. That's what we'll go to in the Mishnah Berurah. I'd like to read a few very important notes, and then we'll see that Bir Halacha. Let's begin with note number 13. So the Mishnah Berurah said in Sipkaton Yud Beis, So he said, Imkein, Sarach Livrosh, Zeshe Rotze Lechel, Miyad, Chashav Ka'ochel, the food that you want to eat right now, that's considered the Ochel. V'harotze Lahafrit Shnei Mine Ochlem Ze Mize, Bizmana Samach Lasuda. Let's say a person wants to separate two foods from each other at a time that's close to the Suda. Unyan Lechel, Ashneim Osa Suda. He really wants to eat both foods at this Suda. Es ha'echod b'tchilas ha'suda, one of the foods he wants in the beginning of the suda, ve'es ha'acher la'achar mikein b'hemshech ha'suda, one he wants later on in the suda. So he has two foods mixed together, he wants to separate them, but he wants to use both of them in the suda. Just one early in the suda, one later in the suda. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, sha'osir lo lehotzi es ha'min sh'rotze le'echod b'hemshech ha'suda me'amin ha'acher. The one that you want now is the ochel. The one that you want later, even though it's the same suda, that's called a psalas. You can't separate out the one that you want later first. Can't do that. Shabofen ze choshevu kubore psalas miochel. Taking out the food that you want later in the suda from the food that you want earlier in the suda would be considered bore psalas miochel, which is not allowed. V'chein tzidet agon r'nis and karelis. So that's Rav Moshe and r'nis and karelis. Me'idach, on the other hand, Rav Yashiv says, Shemuter lo lasos kein. He says you absolutely can separate them either way. Shehol v'rotzehu leechol ashneim basuda. Since you want to eat both foods during the suda, yesh l'shneim din ochel. They both have a din of ochel. V'harezek kabor ochem liochel. Says Rav Yashiv, it's not true. Even though it's true, you want one earlier in the suda and one later in the suda. Since they're both wanted in the suda, it's never considered psoles, and whatever you do is going to be fine. Next note, note number 14. Haborer echon nishnei mine ochlem b'shvil chaveiro hamu'unyon lechol min ze la'alter. Let's say the example they're going to give is you have a salad and I don't like the onions. So I want to pull out the onions. I know Shlomi likes onions. So for Shlomi, the onions are geshmak. For me, I don't like the onions. But I'm doing the borer, so I'm separating out the onions to give the onions to someone else who likes them. So haborer echon nishnei mine ochlem b'shvil chaveiro hamu'unyon lechol min ze la'alter. Ulan ikir mataras, well, I'm not such a nice guy. My ikir kavon and onions is not to help my friend out. My ikir kavon is I don't like the onions. So ikir mataraso bibre raso, he lahosiris osu amin mehataruves. I really want to get rid of the onions because I don't like onions. That's my ikir kavono. I happen to know he likes onions, so I'm going to pass them to him. Kigon haborer botzal mitoch salat. Bishvil chaveru hamu'unin le'ochol es ha'botzel. I know my friend likes it, I don't like it, so I want to take out the onions that I don't like to give it to my friend who likes it. Ulam ikir matarosu lo'asir es ha'botzel me'a salat. I don't want the onions in my salad. That's me'ikir kavonu. Says Rishon Mazama Orbach, shemikomokom rashai hu la'asos kein. Says Rishon Mazama, that's mutter. I'm giving it to the person who likes it. That's considered being borer the ochol for him. Me'idach agon of this karelitz, his topic, but then this karelitz is not sure. He says it's a suffix. Achin, in b'shasha motzio eno yodea miyirtza lochlo. I have an oilam around the table. I don't like onions. I assume someone will, but I don't know. So I take it out because I don't like them, and I'm going to offer them to the crowd. So then it changes a little bit because you can't say I'm taking it out for a person because I don't even know if there's a person. V'huma aviro beina mesuvim limtzel mishi ochlero. Then you're passing it out to see if someone wants it. V'chenkesh moshito v'odam mesuyim. You're passing it to a person and you're trying to convince him to eat it. So then Rav Shmuel Orbach writes, says Rav Shmuel Orbach, it makes sense, that would be usher, because there, I'm really just taking out the psalas I don't want. Maybe someone else will like it. So in the first case, so there's a very strong side to say that it's mutter, because I'm taking it out knowing that he wants it, so that you could say it's ochel mitop solas. But over here, I'm taking it out because I don't like it. Maybe someone likes it, maybe not. I'll convince someone to eat it, so that already says it's going to be usser. Let's look at note number 15. Ubegeder taruves. So we saw over here the Ramah says, even if they're large pieces, but they're mixed together, it's still considered a mixture. And Mishabura said, unless they're totally separated. Exactly how separated they have to be, what's considered a mixture? So writes note 15. The geder taruves asang under this in Karelitz. She'en geder muchlot mahi taruves. It's not clear. That's the first point. It's not very clear when it's considered a mixture, when it's not considered a mixture. Elotolu hadover b'das b'nei adam. It's totally on people's minds what they think about it. She'en nechshavim b'neim advarim ki muravim ze bazeh. If people picture it as a mixture of two things together, Haredinam kataruves, and it has a din of a mixture. The imlav, and if people don't view it as mixed together, ain't dinam kataruves, v'chein da'as agon Rav Ozner. Fine, so it's not very clear what exactly is considered a mixture or not. V'chatichos mu'atos hamuravos elu be'elu. Let's say you have a small amount of pieces that are mixed together. Kigon shtayim o sholosh chatichos. There are different types, but there's only two or three pieces altogether. So kosav ashvisha Shabbos shekevan shenikeres kol achas liasma. Since each one is clearly recognizable on its own, eina nechshavas kemu'uravos. They're not considered mixed. The ein behem mishum borer. There's no isra borer. V'rak bechatichos rabos yesh iser borer. We're talking about borer. There have to be a lot of pieces, two or three pieces, and they're mixed together. He says that's not borer. Haposeach melon v'rotzel lohaser mimenu es hagarinim. One opens a melon, a cantaloupe, a honeydew, and he wants to get rid of the seeds that are in the middle. So Shlomo Zalman says sherashahu lenayir osa mimenu. You can shake off the seeds from the melon. She'ein heim chashuvim kemu'uravim the melon. They're not considered mixed together with the melon. You can shake them off. The af tzidei sherashahu lahasir es agarinim shenishoru b'melon la'achar aneir. He says also, you're allowed to take off the seeds that remain after the shaking. She'av heim einam ela munachim b'socha. They're just resting inside. That's not called mixed together. That would not be a problem of borer, according to Shlomo Zalman. The einam nechshavim kemu'uravim bo. But he says it's better to do it close to the Suda, even though it's funny, because even if it's Borer, it doesn't help you close to the Suda, because you're taking the bad from the good if you're taking off the seeds. But he says at least do it closer to the Suda. On the other hand, this in Krell it says, Sha'osir lohosir olenar mehamelon esagarinim shenesharum mukhuborim olav la'achar aniyar rishon. He says an interesting thing. You could shake it off, that he's masking too, but once you shake it off, you can't start pulling out the rest of the seeds that remain there. One more point over here that we'll see in the notes, and then we'll see the Bir Halacha. Ulefazer taruve shalminim shonim. Let's say you want to scatter a mixture of different types. O taruve shal ochel psalos. You have a mixture of ochel psalos. You want to scatter it in order to separate them, and that way they're easy to pull apart. Al gabe shulchan v'kedoma, on the table. Kedei shalo yuha minim muravim zebezeh. They want to mix together. You want to throw it up, and it will scatter, and that way it's easier to separate it, and you're not really doing boder. That way you're able to sort them the way that you want without doing borer. So nechloku ha'achronim im mutter la'asos kein. That is a machlokas in the achronim if it's permissible. Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, shemutter la'asos kein. You want to separate out the silverware, you throw it up in the air, let it land on the table, and they scatter, and then you can take the forks, take the spoons, because they're all separated by your scattering of the pile. That is a heter of Rav Moshe. The Idach, Rav Yashiv writes, Sha'osir. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says, Sha'odam acher rashai lamayin es aminim la'achar pizurim. One person can scatter them, another person has to come in and he can separate them. But one person can't do both. Ach l'mefazer asmo, for the one who scattered them by himself, his topic, Agona Shlomo Zalman Orbach, imutter lo lamayinim, he's not clear if he's allowed to be the one that's going to sort them. Achein, lefazer es haruv es amanas, lamayin velecho la'altem. If you want to scatter it in order to sort it, to eat it right away, so then even Rav Yashiv says it's mutter. V'av shayidea pizor marchek hu es hamin she'enu rotzebo o es apsolas. No matter how the scattering works, if it's for immediate use, to get what you want to eat, then he says it's going to be mutter. He asks when you're just scattering it to sort it, but not because you want something to eat. If you want it to eat, he says it's going to be mutter. Okay, let's look at the Bir Halacha. There's really two Bir Halachas. The first Bir Halacha is back to page 278, Divrei Maskil Hayu Lefanav. Again, the Mechaber was discussing in Sif Gimel, you have two types of food, one you want now, one you want later. The way we were understanding it is, you can take the food that you want now and leave the food that you want later. Says the Bir Halacha, Hineha Prim Megadim Estapik. The Prim Megadim has the following suffix. The Imberer Min Echon Mechavero, a person separated one min from the other min. V'daito laniach shneya malachar zman im shayel bazebreira. So we're discussing over here where you want one type and you don't want the other type. But what if you don't want either type now? You want to just separate the two types. Both of them are for later use. Dehei ochel vehei psoles. Is that going to be considered boder? How do you view one as ochel and one as psoles? Bishlam, I want one now and one later. The one I want now is ochel, the one I want later is psoles. But I want both of them later. Is that going to be allowed? So ayin sham, the suffix of the prima godim. Says the Chofetz Chaim, "Lani Zayti, in my humble opinion, nere poshut miloshen Rambam, the svirlo the habreiro mashabore min echa mechavero, that it's poshut lefi the Rambam that doing borer in this way that you're separating one from its friend. Va'ideiza who kol min b'fneatzmo, you're really separating the different minim from each other. Zo etzem ha'malacha, that is the actual malacha, is separating two different minim. Elodim daito lechol tekef v'hu biyado." But if you have in mind to eat it right away and it's in your hand, have a derech machal, that's considered not sorting, that's considered eating. And that's why you can take what you want with your hand to eat it right away. That's not called separating, that's called eating. The imkain, and if so, kavachomer adover, it's poshut kavachomer. Umahecha sheniach min echad al makomo shayel shem borera. If I'm going to leave one in its place, that's called borer. So certainly for the Rambam, if I'm going to separate two items and leave it for later, that is certainly going to be borer. So the Prima Gadim has a suffix, and the Chofetz Chaim says it's poshut, that will be borer. Let's turn the page now to page Kuf Mem, and just see this last Bir Halacha. We're going to see a very important point in this Bir Halacha. The way we explained the Mechaber with the addition of the Ramah was very simple. The same way we had earlier in Siv Aleph, that you take the ochel from the psolas is mutter, with your hand for immediate use. So if you have two foods, and you take the one that you want, and you leave the one that you don't want, it's going to be mutter. So the way we read it again in the Mechab and the Ramah together was, hayu lefanav shnei minei acholim u'ravim. You have in front of you two types of food that are mixed together. Borer echad mei echad u'meniach hasheni. You separate one from the other, and you leave the second one. Kidei lechol miyad, the one that you want. That is how we read it. Lefina Mishabura, Lefina way the Ramah, adjust the Mechaber. But if you ignore the words of the Ramah and you just read the Mechaber, it reads very differently. The Mechaber reads, Hayu lefan of shnei minei acholim orovin. You have in front of you two types of foods mixed together. Borer echad mei echad umeniach. You separate one from the other and you leave it. Lechol miyad. So it sounds like the one that you're separating it out is to leave it. So it's the exact opposite. You're not taking the one that you want to eat. The Ramah adjusted it that you're taking the one that you want to eat. The way the Mechaber writes it, which is the Lashon of the Rambam, is that you're separating out the one that you don't want. Hayu lefanav shnei minei acholim oravim, borer echad me'echad u'miniach. You could separate out one from the other and leave it. So it sounds like what you're able to do is to take out one food from the other and take out the one that you don't want now. The exact opposite of the way the Mishabura explained how the Ramah is adjusting him. So let's just see this Bir Halacha where he points this out. That I am the Mishabura. I'm a Divrei Maskil B'Niach Hasheni, second line on Kuf Mem in the Bir Halacha. He says, look at the Mishabura. V'hinei Loshen HaMechaber Matik MeHaRambam. The Mechaber's Loshen is copied from the Rambam in Perakas Melchashav Eslocha Yud Gimel. V'hin Kipshoton. U'Meniach La'Acherim O'La'atzman. It means that he's leaving it for others or for himself. The Harav Mosif Tevas Hasheni Kidei. The Ramah added in those two words, Hasheni Kidei, Vishina Kavanas HaMechaber VaRambam. And the Ramah changed the understanding of the Mechaber and the Rambam. Lohudia Lano to teach us, the Oso She'eno Rotsa Atahu Kipsolas. The one you don't want now is considered Psolas. Vitzaruch Liver Oso She'rotsa Lechodafkin. You have to separate the one that you want right now. The Mechaber is not Mashma. The Mechaber and the Rambam are Mashma. You take out that you want for later, and that's going to be fine. Since they're both ochel, you are allowed to do that. Ukemosh because of Shumas Hadeshin. That's the way the Shumas Hadeshin understands as well. The imdasa Rambam hu gamken karamah. If the Rambam really the pshat is like the Ramah, lo brir, it's very not clear. The yesh gedolim she'enam sovrim kain. There are those gedolim that argue with the Ramah, and they say that's not the understanding of the Rambam. I am the sefer my Mordechai Shevi b'shem Harav Rabbeinu David Aramo, the Perusha l'Aramam Shekosa. The Mordechai brings the following pshat down. The b'shnei mine acholim, when you have two types of food, this is very important, two types of food, afal pi shelo ocha masha berir, even though you're not eating that which you're separating out. Elo masha haya borer biyado hinicha lebo b'yom. What you're taking out with your hand, you're leaving for later in the day. Olam achras, for tomorrow. V'ochal ha-min ha-nishan, you're eating the one that's left over. Shari, that's going to be mutter. De'lo asrinan zeh elo b'borer psoles gomer mitol ochel. When we say psoles mitol ochel is usher, if it's real waste, it's real psoles, that's when it's usser. But if it's one food from another food, you can't call that psoles, says the Maimon Mordechai, Lefi the Rambam and the Mechaber. Here you have two types of foods. V'chol shebore kidei le'chol al tashari. As long as you're separating them to eat right away, even if you're not eating the one you're taking with your hand, you're eating the one that you're leaving over, that's fine. Ad kan l'shona Maimon Mordechai. That's what the Maimon Mordechai writes. V'chein kosov gamkein b'sefer megillah sefer l'das ha-rambam. Omnom l'maisa ein lozes midivri ha-shuma sedeshen v'ha-ramah. But the bottom line, the Chavetz Chaim says, don't leave from the psak of the Ramah. You should really follow the Ramah. Like the Mishavura explained, that the pshat is, you have to take the food that you want with your hand and eat that. Even though the mashmos of the Rambam and the Mechaber is that you can take the food that you don't want, it's also okay, because it's not psoles, it's really ochel, but you really should follow what the Rambam says. Shemekorenu medivri ha-rosh, because it has a source in the rosh, skip the brackets, v'nogeya b'inyan iser daraisa. And there's a chash daraisa here. Because if the Rambam means that you can take the one that you don't want and leave the one that you want, so then it's 100% mutter. But on the tzad, that's not true, so then it could be an issur d'oraisa. If the one you don't want has a din of psoles, we learned earlier, taking the psoles and the ochel is an issur d'oraisa. So even though there are those who learn the Rambam and the Mechaber that way, l'maisa, we have to be choshesh for the Ramah, and therefore the Mishavura, he just brings down that when you're separating two foods, you must take the food that you want to eat now and leave the other one, because the one that you don't want now is considered the psoles. We'll stop here and continue with the rest of Sif Gimel, Emirtz Hashem, tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.